Has System D folded to government pressure, or are they doing a responsible thing? Is their response adequate or not adequate? And what does this mean for Linux distributions running System D? We're going to be talking about all these in today's video. Welcome back to Switch to Linux. If you like this type of content, subscribe to the channel. If you've not already done so, leave us a like and a comment down below. And we are going to be talking about this continued discussion of age verification. And of course, there's always new developments, and we are going to keep following this as soon, you know, as soon as things come out, we're going to be reporting it, because there is nothing more significant to our world right now than all of these things. And System D has proposed something that very much like what Android just proposed as well. It is a solution that we wished we didn't have to see, but it's a solution that is not the worst case scenario that could have happened. Yet it is still one that, well, it could lead to worse things down the road. So let's go ahead and discuss what is going on. Of course, before we get into it, in the event you haven't watched the other age verification things, let me just bring you up to speed. Several nations around the world and states around the United States are introducing various forms of age attestation, meaning that the user chooses what their age is at setup, or age verification, meaning that an outside resource has to verify the age reporting to the system is correct. Now, in light of all of this, developers now need to rewrite their programs to ask for these age signals, and then they have to do something different in response to younger users, is basically what this is. So we've discussed this in length already. Obviously, I think that these, as far as the United States is concerned, unconstitutional. As far as worldly concerns, I think mostly unenforceable. And I just think it's just a bunch of really foolish laws put together by either really stupid or really corrupt and evil people. Well, maybe it's probably more corrupt and evil people, because they're all saying, for the children! Yet they won't arrest people who are on a certain island, allegedly. And so with this, we are going to talk about the solution here. So let's go ahead and see what System D has done. Oh, let's talk about System D really quick. System D, of course, is one of these initialization systems in Linux, and there's a small handful of these. So your distribution has this or something else. Most Linux distros these days are running System D for the initialization. And I have seen System D. Some people say, well, it's just an NSA backdoor. And I've never seen any evidence of that. Other people don't like it just because it's big and burdensome. There is some valid argument there. And the thing about it, though, is that it is a controversial initialization among people who don't like it. Although no one's given me solid reasons why I shouldn't use it. So this is the biggest initialization system inside of Linux. So what they have just done is they have rolled out a commit which brings age attestation into the user creation system. Now, does this satisfy the laws? Let's talk about what they're doing first, and then we'll talk about is it satisfying the laws, and then we'll talk about is this sufficient or not. So what they're going to do here is inside of the adding a new user, so user DB. Now, user DB, and if you've set up a user on a command line, you know, you enter create a new user, and then it asks you a series of questions, and you can either fill something out or you can hit enter. Hitting enter, of course, leaves the field blank. Pretty much the only thing that you need is a username and a password. And that is it. That's the only thing that is really required in there. That's to log into the system. There's nothing else in here that is required. But it does contain real name, email address, location. What they are adding to this is the birth date. Now, the many of these age attestation just needs to know the birth date, like the age of the user, not necessarily the birth date. And so this is asking for a birth date, because if you just enter a date, like an integer, as it were, then the system could under report or over report your age depending on when it is. Maybe a better solution is, hey, just enter the age at the time of creation and let an error show 50% of the year you'll be older than that, 50% of the year you'll be younger than that. And most of these age brackets and these laws allow for overlap in those age groups anyway. Even in the ones that are supposed to be kid-friendly, a 16, 17-year-old age bracket is allowed to communicate to an 18+. And that is the way most of these systems are written. So that's not really a really real requirement. But they are asking for a year, month, day format. Of course, those of us in this pasty United States, we really are bothered by that. We want that month, day, then year, you know, because we're crazy. But OK, let's just leave that for a discussion for another day. But anyway. This is an optional field, so it's not like the system is going to force you to add it, but, you know, this is going to look like if you go into Ubuntu, for example, which uses systemd, and you go to add a new user, there will be another field in there that you could add an age, like a birth date, but that is not a required field. You're not forced to enter that information, but it is an option for those. Now, XDG Desktop Portal, which is for Flatpak, this was talking about it, but I actually could not find the actual, maybe this is it. I pulled up so many different things up here, and I could not find the discussion of the age verification over here. Yeah, this is just the main page for it, so there's no useful information there. But apparently that one was defeated. They opted not to merge that request in. There's also another merge request basically saying that we should not do this. So this is actually the merge request 40954. So this actually adds the... attestation. And now it says here, storage user's birth date for age verification. That is not correct. This is age attestation. This is one of the problems we have with these laws, is there's so many different versions and they mean so many different ways. Some of them, like California and Colorado, those states only required attestation. What attestation meant is that when the account is set up, a user age is collected, or an age or birth date is what the law says is collected. So that means if a parent is setting up a child's account and sets the child up with their birth date or their age, then the system can automatically tinker up the birth date, interval up as the years go by. But there's no independent verification of that. So the parent can add anything they want. Which is why, of all of these stupid ways to do it, California and Colorado is a little bit better, because it really places the control into the hands of the parents. Now, the proposed New York law, the Texas law, which was passed but is injuncted, and the Brazil law, which is officially in effect right now, those are age verification, which means there has to be some third party that verifies the information you put is correct, which, by the way, is not possible. It is possible to collect enough information to say this user is over 18, but it is impossible to have the information for it to verify with the external sources that you are any of the five age brackets under the age of 18. Right? Make sense? So the entire basis of this law of these tiers is kind of nonsense. Under age attestation, that would work because you just enter the age. Under the verification, that wouldn't work. You can just prove if they're north of 18 years old or south of 18 years old. So that's what's going on. The other thing I did forget to mention over here of the process is this is actually stored in a way that the user cannot change this. Only the system administrators can. So a parent who sets up a child's account and puts their birth date in, the child cannot go in with their user account and tinker that number up. They can't mess around with it. They can't toggle it up, toggle it down. They can't make adjustments to it. And only an admin has the ability to adjust that. But anything on the system can read that. Whereas the email and the name and things like that, those can actually be altered by the user themselves, but not the age or the birth date of the person. So sorry for all you people who forgot your administrative passwords. They added this in, and they added in enough of extra discussion. Now, there was a lot of discussion that suggested this is probably not a good idea. And the only one I really want to mention here is Jackpot 51. This is Jeremy from System 76. Now, we talked about this before, but System 76 had some discussions with the legislatures, and they are talking about, before the bill passes the Senate, making an exception for open source applications. Now, that would be useful for Colorado. So System 76 doesn't have to do anything immediate now. But let's not forget, the California Assembly Bill 1043 is already passed and signed into law. Making a modification of that is not going to be as easy. The Texas has already passed. It's just injuncted. And there's several other ones of these that they can't just go right back in and just, oh, let's just go ahead and adjust this law we just passed to add exceptions for free and open source. So that's not really a solution, but at least they're having a discussion with their home state, which means their home state can't come after them directly. So California will have a harder time going after 76 than their home state of Colorado. So that is useful over here. He also says here, we're in talks with the legislators, likely amendments for age to the age verification bills, as well as conflicting system requirements in different jurisdictions. It may even be the case that open source operating systems are exempted entirely. He has a newsletter list there. He says, I have other concerns about specific implementations by relying on System D, which is decidedly unportable to non-Linux operating systems and not used across all Linux operating systems either. It will force at least one alternative implementation to exist. If these implementations end up having to collect jurisdiction-specific requirements, that makes it much harder for compliance. So that leads us into that slippery slope argument that I will get into here in a bit. Now, there was a discussion on rescinding this, you know, reverting this commit, but they pretty much shut this down. Now, the reasons for the inversion of the commit are very sound. Privacy and freedom concerns. So this means that now your operating system is storing locally information about the user. That's not something that a high-risk person wants in their system. There's been some discussion that, like, Hunix is looking at some of these things. Like, they are a privacy-centered group. How can they possibly be having this information stored? Right? It risks normalizing permission-like checks inside of a desktop session, which could be extended to far more invasive controls. So if this is something that happens now, who's to say that, well, we just don't slowly expand on this until it becomes this giant behemoth? It does mismatch open source philosophy. I completely agree with that one. Practical and enforcement issues. There's no way to reliably enforce truthful input without invasive verification. And there's some other implementations as well. Minimal and local implementation still exposes users to website and app blocks if the site decides to trust a non-signaling OS. So there's that. There's legal and jurisdictional overreach. California's bill, Colorado's bill are poorly drafted for volunteer or decentralized products, and many distributions already chose non-compliance, and there is no upstream consensus. This is where we say free desktop merge request was closed. I could not even find this request. I didn't spend a boatload of time looking for it, but I did flip through all of the recent merge requests. I did not see it. Major distributions have paused, rejected, or never committed these, and System D PR remains draft and unmerged in many views. So they does mention some ways to revisit this, but of course this whole thing was completely shut down on the basis that this is entirely optional. And you can tell me, I'll tell you here that this optional guy is opting not to use any of that nonsense. So there you go. So that's going to lead me to my final points here is this a good implementation or is this them cowtailing and fleeing? Well, from System D's perspective, to agree with what they're doing here, they are providing a means and a mechanism that any distribution that uses System D has a means built in, so they do not actually have to do any extra work to do it. Some distributions may completely reject this and can simply choose to take that commit out and revert that one commit in that one application. And we're going to see things like that. Other distributions are likely going to see this System D doing this and opt to create systems with non-systemd initialization systems. So this could lead to a bigger diversity in initialization systems again, which would not be a bad thing. Having more of those is certainly a bad thing. On the positive side for systemd, this gives a framework by which laws could be complied to for people, places, and jurisdictions that would like to comply with them with minimal extra work. And at the same time, it will provide a system that can very well satisfy the law, so the distribution would be off the hook, even if the application is not. And so that is actually overall good for the whole Linux community. Now, I do have a couple of fears in the midst of this, and I want to address two of them specifically, and I welcome more thoughts down below. The first thing is I fear is that this is the first step to something worse, because while this does fulfill California and Colorado bills, this proposal does not satisfy New York, which is proposed, Texas, which is passed into law but injuncted as it goes to the courts, nor Brazil, that is in effect. Those three jurisdictions require age verification, not attestation. So for systemd to comply in those three jurisdictions right now, they would actually have to add some form of hook with a third-party external company that passes a non-writable signal back. But in the current means that systemd has implemented this, any system administrator can make that change. And so what do we do? Do we have to rely on a non-changeable external standard from some proprietary company giving us signals into Linux? Well, that's nonsense. And so from that argument, I can say, why even do this at all? Because you can't already, you're not in compliance with laws already on the books in one jurisdiction. So what's the point? The second issue I fear about this is indeed a slippery slope leading to worse potential issues. So if they cowtail here and throw this in right now, they go, there you go, we have it. But now the jurisdictions all come back and agree, you know what? Self-reporting was probably not the thing. We need to force some external thing. Are they going to change this in an open source application to require us to give data over to a third-party company to allow that third-party company to write a non-editable binary inside of the core level of our operating system? I could see Windows or Mac doing that. Linux is going to have a really big problem with that. So this is a slippery slope, because what we're going to see here is that the age attestation, they're going to realize, hasn't gone far enough. So let's go ahead and go with the full-fledged third-party verification. And if systemd is cowtailing here, it allows the slippery slope of being able to force more and more things. And then we get into that whole floofy wolf post about, now are we going to add in things that are going to look for censored words or specific jurisdictions or a bunch of things, in which the entirety of the computer world will become this massive fragmented mess, which really we're going to have effectively no real way to control. So what's my overall take on this? I am not mad at systemd over this. I'm not going to be like, I am going on an anti-systemd tirade now. I'm not going to do that. You can be sure I am not going to be entering any information into that user field. And if I am at some point in time in the future forced to add information to that field, I probably will not be truthful, but you can trust from this graying beard that I am well over 18 years of age. So there's always that to concern yourself with. Okay, all of that being said, I am not so against this that I think it's a horrible thing to do. They are doing the best case they can do with to comply with some laws in some jurisdictions, and that is a step in a better direction. So I think if we have to have a solution, I think that this is a better solution than doing absolutely nothing and opening up the entire system to being bankrupted, even though it's volunteers, there's no money. Yeah, the whole point is they can bankrupt the whole project. Now, is that going to work? No, because somebody can take the source code, fork it into something else, and they're going to have to go after like 10 million companies soon, and they're going to be able to collect on anything on anybody. At some point in time, someone's going to look down and say, hey, stop spending our taxes on all this stuff, right? And so that's the type of stuff that we see in the world. So I'm not mad at systemd. I don't love this. I don't hate this. I'm not going to switch to something else, I'm not going to sit here and buy, this is the greatest in the world. This is something that the world has thrown upon us, and they are reacting in a way that, hey, it could go much worse, but we have this as a means instead. So let me know your thoughts about all this in the comments down below.